Hello and welcome to another Economic Week in Review for August 21st through 25th, 2006. Read to you by Jonathan Andrew Walter of Jawspeak.com, formerly EconTechBlog.com. Thanks for listening. I eagerly look forward to hearing from you and want all of your comments and feedbacks. Also, leave me posts directly on the blog at Jawspeak.com. When you visit the site, please note that you can view the sources for this report, mostly compiled from Vanguard this week. Continued slowing in the housing industry dominated this week's economic news. Sales of new and existing homes declined faster than economists expected, and the supply of available but unsold homes swelled. For the week, the S&P 500 index fell 0.6% to 1,295, and the yield of the 10-year U.S. Treasury note fell 5 basis points to 4.78%. Existing home sales in July were much lower for the fourth straight month. Sales dropped 4.1% to an annual rate of 6.33 million units, steeper than the 0.9% decline that economists had expected, and 11.2% lower than a year earlier. The inventory of unsold existing homes, which has been steadily climbing since the fall, set another record in July. At the current sales pace, it would take more than 7 months to sell all of the available houses, compared with 2005's average of 4.5 months. Sales of new homes also fell in July by 4.3% to an annual rate of 1.07 million units. Economists had expected a decrease of 1.8%. New home sales were 21.6% lower than in July 2005. The inventory of unsold new homes rose to a record 6.5-month supply at the current sales rate, which was slightly higher than in recent months. In a non-housing report, the Commerce Department announced that orders for durable goods, goods expected to last several years, dropped 2.4% in July, following two straight monthly increases. Larger than expected, the decline was attributable mainly to a drop in orders for civilian aircraft, as well as motor vehicles and parts. However, when transportation equipment is excluded, orders for capital goods were up 0.5% for the month and 10.7% year-to-date, compared with July 2005. Looking ahead, a variety of reports are set to be released this week. The Conference Board's Index of Consumer Confidence on Tuesday, Gross Domestic Product on Wednesday, Personal Income and Factory Orders on Thursday, and Employment Construction Spending and the Institute for Supply Management Index of Manufacturing Activity on Friday. As I like to do most weeks, I'm going to review the four main reports that came out last week. Existing home sales. This is a report that came out and issued by the National Association of Realtors. It comes out once a month, and it's a report of the number of previously constructed homes with a closed sale during the month. Existing home sales make up a larger share of the market than new home sales, and obviously they indicate housing market trends. This came out on the 23rd. Expected value was $6.54 million, and actual value was $6.33 million. Annualized numbers, that was for July. Okay, the next report that came out this last week was on August 24th. It was the initial jobless claims report for the week ending 8/19. Expected value was $315,000. The actual value was $313,000. Mostly on track with estimates. However, note that the initial jobless claims for the week comes out every week, and it's by the Department of Labor. It's not a true gauge of the job market because the weekly value can vary quite significantly. The durable goods orders, that came out as well from the Census Bureau of the Department of Commerce, comes out once a month with revisions. It came out on the 24th as well. For July, the expected value was down only 0.3%. But the actual value of durable goods orders for July was down 2.4%. That is a measure of the orders of a broad range of products. Everything from computers and furniture to autos and defense aircraft, these products all have an expected life of more than a year. Durable goods orders are a leading indicator of industrial production as well as capital spending. Data fluctuates wildly, though, from month to month, and often they're subject to significant revisions. So July's was down a significant actual value of down 2.4%, where the expected value was down 0.3%. Lastly, the new home sales report comes out once a month from the Census Bureau of the Department of Commerce. It's a report of the number of newly constructed homes with a committed sale during the month. The level of new home sales is an indicator of housing market trends. For July, the annualized actual value was $1.07 million, the expected value 1.10 million. Stay tuned. Send me feedback, please, to jaw@jawspeak.com or leave a comment directly on jawspeak.com. Thank you for listening.